Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Hey there, and good morning, everybody. On this Tuesday morning, we've hit the 8th day of May. We are so glad you're with us, wherever you might be listening, on A Penny for Your Thoughts, heard each and every day, 9 to 11, right here on this radio station, News Talk 1400 WDWS. And what great weather we're having, finally. We deserve a bunch of this, don't we, after all the weather we've had this winter and into the spring. Sunny and warm today and a high of 82, and boy, enjoying that sunshine driving in this morning as I drove in to work. Just enjoyed looking at that and soaking in as much of it as we can before it gets hot and humid. Greg says, I guess, it's going to be really hot and humid later this summer, so which I guess is normal, but maybe a little more frequent this time around. We'll see. Anyway, it's good to see that you're there and you're listening and you're with us, and you can visit with us the variety of ways that Gene Honda mentioned in the open. You can call us at 356-9397. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com, and you can always text us throughout the show on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Had a good show yesterday. Enjoyed visiting with the Libman family. Hope you enjoyed that. We've got just an hour today of Penny for Your Thoughts for me, and then it'll be Paul Rudy and his team on the money in the second hour today. Back tomorrow, Tom Bruno will be my guest during the course of the show tomorrow. And on Thursday, we'll have Ed Charlo. He's always a favorite, very optimistic, great man in our community, with his wife Carol, Ed and Carol Charlo. But we'll visit with Ed Charlo, talk about the economic data that he will have presented the night before at his Busey Economic Seminar, as we honor Ed Charlo for all his years of service in our community. And then Friday, we'll basically have open forum discussion, although I am going to hit on a couple of topics. One will be Mother's Day, which is coming up this weekend, and also, of course, commencement at the University of Illinois. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer to Friday. Some of the headlines here in this first hour, as we throw open the microphones to you this first hour. President Trump talking about the Iranian deal. He's expected to make some sort of an announcement here this afternoon. Also, John Kerry, remember him? Former presidential candidate, senator, secretary of state. He's back in the mix here. Involved, I guess, in what they would call shadow diplomacy. If we get a chance, we'll get into that. Also, a big meeting last night in Mahomet with the school board there. I live in Mahomet, so that's been quite a discussion point over there. And the chief talk, a future of talk on the chief from Chancellor Jones. You may have seen Julie Worth's column or article today in the paper on that. Sports news, Io DeSumo, the future Illini, getting invited to the USA basketball under 18 training camp in Colorado Springs. Cardinals get shut out by Minnesota. The Cubs get a home run from each side of the plate from Ian Happ. They beat Miami. Illini women's golf will update you on where they are after one day of action in the NCAAs. Men play next week. And remember Mike Locksley. Remember him? He was the offensive coordinator here at Illinois. Well, he just is signed for a big amount of money. And we'll tell you where and how much during the course of this hour. So it's open line here this first hour. We're going to also look back a little bit today in history. This is a big one. If you are into history like I am, this is a very big day. We'll talk about that and more, as also an anniversary of sorts for one of our colleagues here at this radio station. So all of that straight ahead. But first, our opening timeout. Back to get it started after this opening timeout. 356-9397 is how you can join us on Penny for Your Thoughts on the phone lines today. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. No matter what we're talking about, you can always text in and bring the topic back to where you would like to have it, as far as if you've got something on your mind. And again, with an open line, open forum, you have the floor. So it's your microphone. 351-5357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Everyone knows Mike Namoff for 30 years. Big Mike, as we know him, has been a major presence in East Central Illinois and beyond. He's had his store, This Is It Furniture. He's been involved in many charitable projects. Of course, he was the founder of the Dream Team, competitive youth baseball organization. He operates, owns mega events, raises money for charities, Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Club, Crisis Nursery, and others, the Tom Jones Kiwanis Challenger League he's been involved with. This Is It Furniture. Recently, we've been telling you about this, joined forces with a new store. It's called Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And these stores are now together under one roof. One large roof, by the way, with this new chapter. Mike, with This Is It Furniture and Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop, will offer you many options. He'll continue to take care of your furniture and mattress needs at This Is It Furniture. But at Snooze, and there's no other store like this one, you'll find many luxury items. There are lifestyle adjustable bed frames, the carbon cool pillows. I've got one of those. I love that pillow. Have a free and easy analysis done by their Reveal machine. Find out where your pressure points are. They can find out right away when you walk in to help you determine what mattress. And they'll let you kind of experiment with the different mattresses and see which one works. But that Reveal machine really kind of gives you direction, helps them understand what you need. So it's at Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. This Is It Furniture at Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Make sure to say hi to Big Mike. He's hard to miss. Everybody knows him, so check it out there. President Trump preparing to tell the world whether he plans to follow through on his threat to pull out of the landmark nuclear accord with Iran, and they say it'll almost surely ensure its collapse. In a burst of last-minute diplomacy, punctuated by a visit by Britain's top diplomat, the deal's European members gave in to many of the president's demands. That's according to officials, diplomats, and others briefed on the negotiations. So that is going on in Washington. He's expected to make announcements sometime this afternoon. Also news that the former Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting with the foreign minister of Iran to, quote, strategize on how to preserve the Iranian nuclear deal the two of them drew up for President Obama to sign. And there's a column in the Washington Times about that. It says, if it was not against the law, as per the Logan Act of 1799, you'll have to look that up, and probably was not, says it's against custom, common sense, and diplomatic propriety, as any other Secretary of State could have told him. Michael O'Hannon is a foreign policy scholar at the Brookings Institution. He told the Boston Globe, it's unusual for a former Secretary of State to engage in foreign policy like this as an actual diplomat and quasi-negotiator. Of course, he says, former Secretaries of State often remain quite engaged with foreign leaders, as they should, but it's rarely so issue-specific, especially when they've just left office. Mr. Kerry, calling this shadow diplomacy, thinking the use of a familiar European term lends mischief a good name, but shadow diplomacy is formally established in European countries and in Britain, where a party that is not in power names a shadow minister who's expected to become the real thing when the opposition becomes the government. Mr. Kerry, it says in this column in the Washington Times today, Mr. Kerry's no such animal. They called him a mischief maker. So I don't know what you make of all of that, but that is going on overseas as well. John Kerry back in the news. Haven't heard his name in a while. And the Hawaiian volcano continues to force evacuations. The world's most active volcanoes affecting real estate. They're trying to figure out what to do out there in Hawaii with that. But I think the best thing to do would be leave, right? Get out of the way. We're at 9:16 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Let's go to the phones to Ursula. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning. Why did we have Head Start?
Why did we have Head Start?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you tell me. What?
Well, I thought it was supposed to help children that are underprivileged to be up to snuff by the time they go to kindergarten. So, you know, I mean, most children by the time they go to kindergarten have watched Sesame Street and they know how to count to 10 or maybe to 20 and they can print their first name. And hopefully they know their phone number and, you know, where they're living or can show somebody where they're living and things like that. Well, now apparently that hasn't helped because a lot of the children are, you know, people for these children want a private academy or something to bring them up to snuff.
Talking about the charter school proposal originally?
Yeah, yeah. And so maybe we should, you know, stop wasting our money on Head Start and have the charter school, maybe that'd be more helpful. I mean, there's a lot of money going into these things, and if it's not helping any, I mean, you know, our bills keep going up and up and up. I just got my tax, real estate tax bill, and there was quite a chunk of an increase, and I thought since I'm on of an age where I get a deduction for, you know, for this, that my taxes wouldn't go up. Well, that was wrong. At the same time, there was quite an increase in my tax, real estate tax bill. Mm. And so, you know, that was because schools have gotten a 100% increase in their rate of taxation from us.
Mm.
At least I called, you know, I called the assessor's
right.
office,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they said. So maybe we can do away with Head Start and then, you know, do things that will help these children.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that was the gist of what you're saying is what the people that wanted to, with the charter school, were saying, hey, what the way we're doing it, we feel, isn't working. You know, the money we're spending or however we're doing it, you know, the test scores are falling and here's an alternative. Sounded to me and like they... You know, the school board had a lot of questions for them, and they came back with some of the answers, but some of the, I don't know, just the organization wasn't quite there that the school board was looking for or whatever. You know, but obviously, and I can understand if you're a taxpayer and you're saying, hey, you know, we're not getting the results for the amount of money we're putting in, you know, as taxpayers, we need to get better results. And I think everybody, you know, feels that that needs to be addressed no matter what your position is on the charter school.
Yeah, so I hope something can be solved in this situation. So,
yeah. Very good. Thank you, Ursula.
Bye. Yep.
Great to hear from you. 920. You've heard us talking about Woods Basement Systems for years. Since 1986, the Woods family's helped over 55,000 homeowners. Area basement or crawl space wall cracks. I don't like going into crawl spaces, by the way. Have you been in one lately? They're not much fun. My knees just, man, I get torn up under there. But I'm talking about the foundation walls of your home. What's lurking in your dirt, crawl space, mold pests of all types and smells, especially in the springtime once the air conditioner gets cranked up. Call the area's highest rated, most reviewed contractor, Woods Basement Systems. That crawl space wall cracks will let water leak into your crawl space. Most of that water gets trapped in top of the vapor barrier, too, and it evaporates up and into your home, and mold loves that. So just kind of one problem leading to another. You can protect your home's investment and get your free estimate from Woods Basement System. Doesn't cost you anything to have them come and take a look anyway and get an estimate and make them a part of your routine there to figure this out if you can. 888-935-4333, 888-935-4333, or go to woodsbasementsystems.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Look back a little bit. Important day in history. For you after this timeout on Penny for Your Thoughts. 924 here on DWS. Your yard's an important part of the special place you call home. What's hard is keeping your yard looking great all year long, even in the upcoming summer months. It looks great now. Of course, depends on the weather and the moisture and everything else, but our area changes from year to year. This has been an unusual year this year, but Spring Green continually studying the East Central Illinois area, learning from research done at the University of Illinois and elsewhere to provide the best up-to-date products and service for any year's existing conditions. Let the local lawn care professionals at Spring Green take special care of your lawn and landscape investment. Not only do they expert in lawn control, but also excel in insect control. Ask about the grub control and other best problems, or Spring Green's emerald ash borer tree injections with a 90% success rate. If your ash tree gets emerald ash borer, it's gone. Protect your ash trees with help from Spring Green. Make sure you ask them about their fertilizer, pre-emergent weed control, that application. That's very important to get that done. And all of Spring Green's technicians are licensed by the state of Illinois. Call J.T. Warmbier or Steve Emke, 359-2111, or visit spring-green.com. We've got an open forum here, just a short show today if you want to get in. Got until the top of the hour here, and then we'll have the folks from Paul Rudy and On the Money. Tom Bruno joins me tomorrow morning, then an open line, open forum. tomorrow. Open forum at 9 a.m. on Thursday, and then Ed Charlo. Then we'll talk about commencement and Mother's Day on Friday, heading into the commencement and Mother's Day weekend. Text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line says, John Kerry's a known liar, Vietnam-era fraud. He says if he wants to make noise, he can jangle his jewelry and ketchup bottles. That is from CJ. And also, I mentioned Mike Loxley, the former Illinois offensive coordinator, just hired as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. How about that? And he's going to make $1.2 million. Mike Loxley. Of course, he just unfortunately had a tragedy in his family. His son was killed last fall, I believe, last September. And Mike's been around a little bit, was at New Mexico as the head coach, Maryland offensive coordinator, and then has worked, I think, on the staff at Alabama last year, and now is the offensive coordinator, worked under Ron Zook here, $1.2 million to be the offensive coordinator for the Alabama Crimson Tide. On this day, 1945, VE Day, victory in Europe. Announced that Germany had surrendered unconditionally to Allied forces. I know that generation is slipping away from us every day. The greatest generation fought World War II, won the war. VE Day was a big part of that victory over Germany in Europe. And we look back at that on this day, May 8th, 1945.
Franklin Roosevelt died too soon to witness Germany's final surrender in World War II. But only a week after his death, in mid-April of 1945, British and American troops had captured Nuremberg, while Russian forces surrounded Berlin. Having named Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz as his successor, Adolf Hitler, along with his new wife, Eva Braun, committed suicide in his Berlin bunker on April 30th. On May 2nd, Red Army troops captured Berlin. Shortly after midnight Eastern Time on May 7th, 1945, news of Germany's official unconditional surrender was heard over the Mutual Network during an interview program featuring actor Helmut Dentin.
The Boyer part, which of course was very thrilling and a bit of good news for me.
Wonderful.
So I don't know what my career...
From the Mutual Newsroom in New York, a bulletin from London, a French communique broadcast by the Paris radio, said today that a truce has been concluded in the battle for the French Atlantic port of La Rochelle, and that the Germans have returned 175 French prisoners. And, of course, you heard the earlier bulletin. The BBC recorded at 8.09 a.m. Eastern Wartime a Radio Flensburg German broadcast quoting the German foreign minister as announcing that the German high command accepts unconditional surrender. The Flensburg radio on the German-Danish border said the German surrender decision was reported by Count Ludwig Schwerin von Krosigk, German foreign minister appointed only last week. More news as fast as it is received. Now back to the program in progress.
Well, Helmut, you were in the Austrian army, weren't you?
Good morning from the White House in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
This is a solemn but a glorious hour. I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
For the second time in 30 years, much of the world had mobilized to defeat Germany's war machine, but at a terrible cost. Determined not to let it happen again, the Allied forces partitioned Germany into two separate states. Yet this partition would itself become the focus of a new kind of global conflict, the Cold War.
So that's Bill Curtis, and looking back on this day, VE Day, it's May 8th, 1945. What is that now, 73 years ago on this day. So just wanted to honor those who served and fought in that conflict, World War II, and again, our greatest generation, as they call it, and obviously did so much to ensure freedom and keep that going, not only in Europe, Western Europe, and around the world. So we thank them and just wanted to honor them today with that memory. We'll continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts. So open lines up until 10 o'clock today, and then we'll have On the Money just after the news at 10. We'll come back with more Michael Kaiser news headlines at the bottom of the hour. Your text, phone calls, and emails straight ahead. Tom Bruno's tomorrow. Here's Michael Kaiser. Penny for your thoughts. Short show for me today. We'll have Paul Rudy in here after the news at 10. Glad you're with us, wherever you might be listening. What's on your mind today? As we open up the phone lines here this half hour, you can join us, 356-9397. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. And you can always text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. As we approach summertime here, I want to remind you to make that short drive in the country. The Beef House, established in 1964. For over 50 years, people have been venturing that direction across the state line to enjoy great steaks as well as chicken, pork, pasta, and seafood. If you're looking for a smaller entree, about a Beef House hamburger or cheeseburger, you can do that, or filet or cod sandwich, maybe a breaded or grilled pork tenderloin, all of that available, or a Philly cheese steak sandwich at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And you can enjoy at the Beef House freshly brewed coffee, hot tea, iced tea, milk, cappuccino, soft drink. It's all there. And although a lot of people come to town for weddings or family reunions, great time of the year for that, why not pay a visit to one of the great restaurants in this part of the country, the Beef House, exit 4, I-74 in Covington, Indiana. Say hi to Bob and Bonnie when you're there. Remember, they're an hour ahead. Keep that in mind. All right, 9:36 here on DWS. A couple other notes here on the VE Day in Britain. A national holiday was declared May 8th, 1945. Winston Churchill had gained assurances from the Ministry of Food that there were enough beer supplies in the capital, and the Board of Trade announced that people could purchase red, white, and blue bunting without using ration coupons. And he also addressed the nation on the radio in London. And he also appeared on the balcony of the Ministry of Health building in central London. And huge cheering crowds gathered to celebrate the end of the war in Europe. And he said, "This is your victory," the crowd shouted back. "No, it's yours." In July of 1945, though, they voted him out of office, as it turned out. All right, another anniversary coming up here in a moment. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. You're live.
I don't hear any clicks or anything anymore.
Okay. So, well, it's a new phone system.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I went and saw a movie this weekend. It was called Lean on Pete at the Art Theater, and it was about an old racehorse. And I saw something, and I do not know what to make of it. In the tertiary credits, the ones that nobody reads about gaffers and best boys and all that stuff, I was looking for a line saying something about, well, we did not hurt any animals in the film, making of this film. I did not see that line, but I did see something else buried in there that just gave me pause to think. There was a line there that said, the working people of Detroit spit on President Donald J. Trump. And I don't know what to think.
As part of the credits?
Yes, sir.
Really?
And I'm no fan of Donald Trump, but I just don't know what to think when I saw that on a movie credit.
Well, how old's the movie?
I mean, last year.
And so it's just a fairly recent movie.
Yes, sir.
Huh. And they slid that in the credits somehow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think. I would like to hear anybody else's thoughts on it.
Huh. Well, see, I'm kind of amazed that you stayed around long enough to read all that. But
yeah, I know. That's why I'm bringing in. Nobody reads that stuff.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you on that other than somebody maybe that put together the film didn't like Trump and slid it in there thinking nobody would see it. But it didn't get past you, obviously.
No, but if anybody has any thoughts on that, I sure would like to hear it.
All right, and what's the name of the movie? What's the name of the
movie? Lean on Pete. It was about an old racehorse.
Okay, Lean on Pete.
All right, I don't think anybody else saw it, but I just thought it was very strange.
Yeah. Okay, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Our boss is celebrating an anniversary today. We'll talk about that next. Penny for your thoughts. So I'm looking at a photo here of VE Day celebrations in London, and there is Princess Elizabeth, the future queen, on the balcony. So I found that interesting, celebrating and remembering VE Day. We heard from that a little bit earlier. A couple of other notes on this day in history. 1886, the flavor syrup for Coca-Cola was invented by an Atlanta pharmacist, Dr. John Stith Pemberton, who had been working on a new headache and hangover remedy. All right, so he invented that then. This was the day in 1987. Gary Hart withdrew from the race for the 1988 Democratic presidential nomination. over the revelation of his extramarital affair with Donna Rice. Remember the boat he was on, Monkey Business or whatever it was? And also on this day, 1978, David Berkowitz pled guilty to 6 murder charges in the Son of Sam killings in New York City. So that was all going on in New York City. And back here in Champaign 40 years ago, a young man named Mike Hale went on the air for the first time in this market.
After 9 years of being other places.
That's right. And your first day on the air was this day.
1978 on Locust Street.
Yeah.
505 South Locust. There's a Boneyard detention base in there now.
And what station was that? What was the number, I guess?
That 103.9,
okay.
Which was originally called WTWC, Where the World Communicates.
Okay.
And then we changed it to WKIO, became K104.
Because you had been, you grew up in Missouri?
Grew up in Kansas City, St. Louis.
Yeah.
Went to college in California. That's why I was glad to hear your previous caller talk about looking at the credits at the end, because I'm the only guy that stands there, because occasionally I'll see somebody, I graduated from Cal State Long Beach, I'll see somebody on the credits that I went to school with. Mm.
And reading those credits.
Yeah, and I love reading the credits.
So you were on, you played your first song, which was?
Stop in the Name of Love when I was here. And I only came here for, I said year and a half tops. Just teach me how to sell. And, you know, I'd done programming, been on the air, but I wanted to learn how to sell. And so part of the deal for me to come here from Southern California was that they would teach me how to sell.
That's the one connection between the two of us is,
right.
You didn't grow up here, but we both worked in Southern California
that
at one point.
Correct. That is correct.
And both eventually came to Champaign, or in my case, came back.
Right.
And here we are. So 40 years on the air. Hang with me here a minute. Let's go back to the phones here. Harold. Hey, Harold. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah. Actually, I was wondering, is Julia Reitz going to be on sometime this week? I had some things I wanted to discuss.
Oh, well.
One of them is I called Crime Tips and put a tip in on people driving without a license, and the officer pulled them over, and they asked why they were pulled over, and the officer actually told them that they had received a tip. This was in Rantoul.
Received a what?
A tip.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
And so the people figured out they were blaming my sister for it because she's close with them to an extent dealing with them. I don't deal with them because that's the way they are. And so I had to finally admit I'd done it so they would quit harassing my sister.
Hmm.
And the individual that's being prosecuted for it went to my wife's job in Myers and Urbana and started harassing her and threatening me to her, and she has a heart condition. She was really shook up over it when she come home. And I called, and I talked to one of the assistant state's attorneys. I think it's Brandy or something like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I'll take care of this. It's been 3 weeks ago. I've left 5 messages, and people say that state's attorney never returns calls, and it's true. I didn't believe it, but it's true. Mm. They do not return calls.
Well, I don't know what to tell you other than she was on this morning but wasn't in a position where she was taking calls. She was on with the morning show with Dave and Elizabeth. But we'll have her on again here at some point. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bad when, it's supposed to, be anonymous, and then you give a person a clue to receive the tip. You know, it's kind of easy to trace if it's a small circle of people that it involves.
Yeah. Well, I guess
you keep
trying, I guess. And when she's on, you can ask, I guess, is my only advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty discouraging. It makes you not want to even deal with it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. Hey, thank you, Harold.
Yeah. All right.
Good to hear
from
you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Visiting here a couple of minutes with Mike Hale, general manager here, vice president of our company, who is celebrating 40 years on the air in Champaign. Let me ask you one question, two questions, really. One is radio, how it has changed in 40 years, and how it has not changed in 40 years. How about that?
Well, okay. It has changed in 40 years. Number one, there's a lot more competition out there. Mm-hmm. So you have to work hard. I mean, we're working as hard back then competing against four or five radio stations. We're working just as hard or even harder now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to be on top of your game. And what hasn't changed is the response that people have to locally programmed and locally owned and operated media outlets. Mm-hmm. This company made a strong commitment through our parent foundation to continue to foster local radio, radio done local here, as well as print products. So, yeah. I mean, this is a rarity. What we have here is, you know, first of all, somebody that's in the radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's a rarity, even in places like Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Well, suddenly the phone lines are lighting up. I don't know if it's because of Harold or because of you.
Probably so Harold.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll hang for a minute.
You want to hang for a minute? We'll sure. see. We'll test this out together, shall we? Janice. Hi, Janice. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share information about an event today at the Champaign Library, if I may.
Okay.
There's a group called the Rental Property Investors Forum Group, and it's a group of people that either own or manage rental property, and we meet monthly. It's going to be tonight, 5:30 p.m., and we have all different types of guest speakers and different topics to help us become better landlords and to protect ourselves as well, because it's just so much information that people need. So I hope that you'll get your listeners to come join us tonight.
Okay, give me the specifics again.
Again, this is at the Champaign Library, 5:30 p.m., the Rental Property Investors Forum Group, and I think tonight we happen to be upstairs on the second floor, room 222.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Great.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Janice. 356-9397. Mike Hale's sitting in with me. A, he's the boss. He can do that. And B, this is his 40th anniversary on the air here in Champaign. And that says something when you're, because we're dependent on listeners, advertisers.
Absolutely.
You know, and we have to produce a good product, too.
Right.
I mean, it all goes hand in hand. Joe's up next. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey,
Mr. Mike. I want to thank you for your lovely wife. She helped deliver two of my children. One of them is a junior at the University of Illinois, and she was working with Nancy Fay at the time at Carl, and she was wonderful to deal with. I just want to let you know.
She's the rock star of the family, trust me, because she has affected so many lives down through the years with Dr. Fay and Dr. Powell and the rest of the team at the practice at Carl. So thank you very much. I will pass that on to her.
All right.
And she is just a gentle spirit, taking care of expecting mothers and fathers. I got to tell you, she's got a gift from God to do that. Thanks.
She did. And thank you, because, yes, she's had a very strong passion for it. And it's a very rewarding career that she has had.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Mike, when did you start here at this company?
2000.
The same time
I think
I did.
It was a couple of months after you.
Yeah. So I beat you here by 2 months.
Yeah,
is that right?
So. Yeah, I think so.
All right, another caller from Mike here. Is this Tony?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I enjoy the show, but one thing I've noticed in the switchover is the demographic changed? Who's the target demographic of the show is my question.
Right.
I feel like it's taken a little bit more of a conservative, older type demographic, and we all know that that's not who you're trying to get as far as your advertisers. So I was just kind of thought he could speak to that a little bit.
Okay.
Because I know Champaign's one of the
more blue areas in the state. And I'm not saying, you know, like, I love Elizabeth, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying everything has to be like Elizabeth, but I felt Jim was more balanced, and we talked about things that 90-year-olds wouldn't care about as much as is what's happening now. So I didn't know if he could speak to that.
Okay, we'll let him do that. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Yep.
Okay, it has not changed one iota from the time I walked into this building. Our goal is to, our target demographic is 35 to 54-year-olds. And don't do anything that upsets people over the age of 55. That's the goal here. Mm-hmm. And that's the way to grow talk radio. And we've been very fortunately with the people that work here have bought into that. And our audience understands that, because I got to bring, we collectively in this company have to bring new listeners on board. There's a time when somebody will say, hey, I don't think I want to listen to music as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at alternatives, and the local radio station, for the most part, has been the beneficiary of that. Mm-hmm. And so that's always been our goal. So that's what the filter, that's what we look at. Brian and I talk about the show almost mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, we talk about the show beforehand, and we talk about the show afterwards. So
yeah, no, it's good. All right, appreciate that. And every station, by the way, has demographics.
Yes, they
do. I mean, that's not unusual. Every yep. That's part of the business. So that's why there are several other radio stations that do different type right. of music. Of course, you're on Light Rock 97.5, and we've got our other sister station, you know, 107.9. Right. So anyway, well, I just wanted to
okay.
celebrate
well,
your
you.
40 years.
Thank
and,
you very much, Brad.
Yep, and congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Go celebrate. Thank All right, you. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this on Penny. All right, we're at 9:58. Back to the phones here before the top of the hour. See what we can get done here. Hi, Sherry. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Great job.
I'm sorry?
You're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your voice was made for radio.
Well, you're very nice to say that.
Well, I just wanted to say to the last guy that said champagne is the blue. It's blue. That's changing. People are waking up to the politics in the United States. So we'll see at midterms how blue we are.
Okay. Well, some of that might have to do with, you know, we've got a university and we've got people from all parts of the country that
Absolutely.
Come in. So that's part of it,
Absolutely.
I think. But
that is part of it. But people yeah. are waking up.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of red states, a lot of red counties all over the middle of the country. So I do know that.
It's going to get redder, Brian. It's going to get redder.
All right. Hey, Sherry, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. And I don't know, Don, you've got about 30 seconds. Can you make it quick?
Hi.
Well,
no, never mind.
Okay. That was quick. Thank you. And we get a text in that says, I don't think we should give up on Head Start. Caller mentioned that earlier. What we should do is get rid of the Department of Education. It was created by President Carter to win votes. We send our money there to pay all our salaries, and they send some of our money back if we teach what they want with the liberal agenda, front and center, wasted dollars. All right, there's a text. I'm out of time, unfortunately, so feel free to give us a call tomorrow. Tom Bruno in an open line. Tomorrow on Penny for Your Thoughts, On the Money is next on WDWS Champaign-Urbana.